Ukraine remains surrounded. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The U.S. and NATO say there's no hard evidence to back up Moscow's claims it's drawing down troops around Ukraine.
With Russian troops massed near its borders, Ukraine has been holding what it calls a day of national unity. This crowd in traditional dress sang the national anthem. A giant Ukrainian flag was flown over Kiev. Western leaders are skeptical of Russia's claim to be withdrawing some of its forces. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Russia has demonstrated that it really is willing to contest some of the fundamental principles for our security.
The US says it has seen no sign of a pullback.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. The Biden administration today out with some optimistic outlooks concerning the pandemic.
White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients said thanks to vaccines, antivirals, masks, and more.
We're moving toward a time when COVID isn't a crisis, but is something we can protect against and treat.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said they are continuing to assess data and trends as they prepare to update guidance on things like masks. Walensky was asked if their update might coincide with the lifting of some states' mask mandates that won't take effect for at least another week or two.
We anticipate that many of these will intersect in terms of timing.
The seven-day average of cases has declined 40% and hospitalizations declined 28%.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Police in Canada's capital are telling protesting truckers who have paralyzed the city for more than 2 weeks it's time to leave. Meanwhile, the last of the truck blockades at the U.S.-Canadian border has come to an end. All of the attention in the protest over the country's COVID-19 restrictions has shifted to Canada's capital, where hundreds of trucks remain parked. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
San Francisco's district attorney is dismissing the case against a woman whose DNA was collected from a 2016 rape kit, then used to link her to a recent property crime.
Without commenting on the specifics of the case, D.A. Chesa Boudin claims the practice of police using DNA from past rape kits in current criminal investigations is not limited to his city. In fact, without citing specific cases, Boudin says he believes it's routine in crime labs across the state. Victim advocates say, if true, it could further discourage survivors of rape and sexual assault from coming forward or agreeing to provide samples of their DNA. San Francisco Supervisor Hillary Ronan says she's preparing legislation to prevent those victims' DNA from being used against them. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Qualifying is about to get underway for the Great American Race.
Michael McDowell came away with the fastest time during practice sessions at Daytona yesterday, as last year's Daytona 500 champ hopes to pull off the repeat bid on Sunday.
Revisiting and reliving all those fun moments that we had last year. It definitely motivates you to do it again.
Tonight, it's single car qualifying for the 64th edition of the Great American Race with some new formatting. Two rounds of qualifying. The top 10 speeds from round one will move on to round two. The fastest two cars in that round will lock in as the front row starters for the Daytona 500. The single car qualifying results will also set the lineups for the Blue-Green Vacation Duels races tomorrow night. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
More Americans are heading back to the office after 2 years of the pandemic. Tyson Foods yesterday said said it's ending mask requirements for its vaccinated workers at some facilities. Last week, Walmart and Amazon said they'll no longer require fully vaccinated workers to don masks in stores or warehouses unless required under local or state laws. Meanwhile, tech companies like Microsoft and Facebook that had allowed employees to work fully remote are now setting mandatory dates to return to the office. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.